Princess Celestia, the Changeling Queen, Chapter 12, Part 3. That's enough from you, Sharp, rebuked Iron Duke coldly.
Still, Duke, your subordinate does raise a valid point, even if he doesn't exactly present it in the best way,
I remarked, directing the last of my statement to the loudmouthed lieutenant, forcing Sharp to gulp and sit back in his chair. With a nod, I turned to Vlad.
Captain, what is your opinion?
The Thestral snorted.
It is quite obvious, Your Highness. Chrysalis' changelings are like dogs backed into a corner. If we were to attack them, they would have no escape. But they know that, so they will fight as hard as they can. Attacking would throw us in a whole cauldron of shit, but that's not all. If we are to believe that this is the main hive of the changelings, then we should consider that their young are there, and that these changelings will fight like demons at the Tartarus. We'd be properly buggered if we lay siege to Chrysalis' hive, Princess.
Although I went slightly at Vlad's language, I didn't refute his advice. Changelings, similar to ponies, were quite protective of their young, and by extension, of their hive. Confronting the changelings at their hive would almost certainly lead to a fierce battle to the death.
You've put it rather crudely, my Captain Vlad, but I understand where you're coming from.
I turned to Luna. She had been silent for a long time and was peering closely at the model of Equestria.
Sister, do you have any insights that you wish to share with us?
Luna started, scattering some of the papers in front of her to the ground. Taking a breath, she paused, had bowed as if to collect her thoughts, and directed her attention to the other officers.
Commanders, right now we appear to stand at a crossroads. Some of these suggest that we could attack the changelings in all of our power and strength of arms. Yet others have suggested that it would be unwise to launch an assault at the changelings, and that we should fortify ourselves and sit through the storm.
Luna pointed at the tiny black flag, representing the changeling hive in the Badlands.
To those of you who suggested to attack, we can see the advantages of thy strategy. To end the war quickly with a swift stroke is an admirable sentiment. What is more, we have regiments positioned in the area that are capable of accomplishing the task.
An indigo glow surrounded four plastic ponies representing three separate regiments. Slowly, they arranged themselves in a rough circle around the changeling statuette.
If we have the Foreign Legion, supported by the Cloudsdale Blues and Las Pegasus Hussars, we should be able to lay siege to the changeling's hive.
Ermaine, Annabelle, and Stonewall grinned eagerly as the princess examined the deployment of the figure troops. I was then almost startled as a sudden flare of magic rusted the flags that the plastic ponies held into charcoal. The legs of the pony miniatures themselves were swiftly amputated, and they rolled ignominiously onto the desert.
Thou art fools to think that such a siege would be successful! We know nothing of our enemy other than where they are! Who is to say that Chrysalis has reserves of changelings that we do not know about? Even if we can achieve victory, at what cost shall we pay?
Demanded Luna. With a flash of her horn, the plastic figurines were repaired and replaced back in their original places. Glancing back at Ermaine, Annabelle, and the others who had advocated for a quick assault, it seemed quite obvious that they had been chagrined at their princess's opinion.
And then there are the others, who wish to burrow into the ground and draw strength from our existing defenses, to weather out the storm, as one says. We must commend thy reasoning, for Equestria as it is strongest on the defensive. By staying in the defensive, we can fight on our home ground, where we can dictate the field of battle and fight where our supply network is extensive,
commented Luna, gesturing to the railway track as well as to the individual garrisons within the cities. I noticed Sharp and Vlad nodding eagerly, but Caesar and Iron Duke merely observed Luna warily.
Yet, what then?
Asked Luna. The changeling figure, surrounded by Luna's blue magic, charged at the pony miniature, representing the 88th Rangers with it. The changeling deflected off the pony figure and hit the Statue of Liberty, breaking its torch off. Turning around, the changeling rammed into the figurine of the Lunar Guards. An ear snapped off of the changeling, but the Lunar Guard figurine was knocked over. Zipping around the map, the miniature changeling knocked into several buildings, tore up several tiny fields, and ran into more toy regiments until the figure was cracked and dented beyond recognition.
Aye, we will win, but seeing the consequences of merely standing on the defensive. This is not like your typical war, where we have one united front. Chrysalis' changelings have the ability to strike literally anywhere, as demonstrated by their assault on Canelot. Besides, one does not win a battle by being purely on the defensive. We will have to attack. I take it they have a plan then, sister?
I inquired, and Luna nodded. Her horn glowing, she repaired the model and replaced the figures again.
We should first deal with the infiltrators among us and solidify our defenses. When that is finished, we should do everything in our power to prepare for an attack on Chrysalis' hive.
Once again gripped in an indigo glow, all of the miniature pony regiments danced to the Badlands.
With a well-planned offensive, we can defeat Chrysalis effectively and not have to worry about being stabbed in the back.
Quickly, the plastic pony surrounded the changeling statuette and buried it under their combined weight. I smiled at Luna admiringly. Her plan was brilliant, simple yet effective. Turning my attention to the map of Equestria and its surrounding lands, I said,
A sound plan, sister. Your Highnesses, Beg your pardon for interrupting you, but have we tried negotiating with the changelings yet?
Asked Meringue Le Fay innocently. At the moment, you could have heard a pin drop. In Ponyville, in Pinkie Pie's soundproof testing laboratory for party cannon prototypes. That was how quiet the room became at the sorceress's question. Every pony's eyes now focused on the two of us, their faces impassive as the castle stones.
No, we have not. It was an option I and my sister had not considered.
I admitted sheepishly.
And what if the changelings refuse? What would you propose then, Meringue?
Demanded Caesar Salad.
If we can save our ponies from this conflict, then we should do so. You all know as well as I do that war is a messy business. No pony will benefit from fighting.
Said Meringue slowly, the Enchantress's voice cold like a Wendigo's breath. I decided to quickly quell any dissatisfaction before things got out of hoof, so I raised my voice.
I agree with Meringue. I and my sister will personally drop a proposal to be delivered to Chrysalis via the changing prisoners that we have captured. Moreover, to ensure that our terms are made clear to every pony, they will also be distributed to the press.
Personally, I doubted that Chrysalis would ever negotiate with ponies, but now that I reconsidered the issue, it had been 1,000 years ago. So perhaps my sister would see reason.
But Princess!
Gasped Shining Armor.
Captain, I know that this is hard for you, but if there is an option to spare the lives of our soldiers and any civilians, we should take it.
I said to Shining Armor. The stallion cringed and sighed.
I understand, Your Majesty,
said Shining. Twilight took a break from her note-taking to place a comforting hoof on her brother's shoulder. Shining Armor smiled gratefully at the gesture.
Your Highness, we can't negotiate with these changelings!
Shouted a voice. Generals, commanders, and observers turned to focus on Golden Star. Internally, I winced at the cacophonous jingling of his medals.
And? Why not?
I asked, barely able to suppress my irritation at the Major.
Because they are savages, and should be put down as such without any conditions. Like barbarians, they attacked Canterlot and ran havoc in our streets. We need to pay them back, and even the scales.
Golden Star's raging rant suddenly petered into silence. I noticed all of my generals were averting their gazes away from mine, while some of my general subordinates were covering their eyes in fear. Twilight had sprang away from me as if I'd suddenly had burst into flame.
Thou impugns thy station, Golden Star. Dost thou imply that we, once named our moon, did not deserve to live? What right dost thee have to pass judgment on an entire race?
Growled Luna. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Luna's icy blue glare of a winter's blizzard that could cut through bone. Her black pupils were as dark as a starless night, devoid of compassion, just a complete void. Shakily bowing his head, Major Golden Star resumed his seat.
Golden Star, I understand that you're worried about Canterlot's safety, and we promise that any terms and conditions that I and my sister will agree upon will not endanger our ponies, nor put them in any disadvantage.
I explained grudgingly. Golden Star relaxed, his fear slightly abated.
Moreover, there are two crucial pieces of information that we must impart to all of thee.
Added Luna. Taking a deep breath, Luna narrowed her eyes.
According to our interrogations with several captured changelings, Chrysalis's hive is suffering a shortage of love. We are not sure how great, but it was serious enough to warrant her extreme action of attacking Canterlot.
Hastily sucked in breaths and widened eyes met Luna's announcement. I even noticed some guilty glances. Not surprisingly, no pony expected the changelings to have such a valid reason for attacking Canterlot. Even Golden Star appeared abashed by his earlier actions. The visages of my senior officers only appear to become more grim, and their hooves tapped worriedly on the table.
Your Highnesses, does this open the possibility of the changelings negotiating out of desperation? However, it also means that if we do go to war, it will be unlikely that Chrysalis will surrender,
pointed out Shining Armor.
But what caused this shortage? Why haven't they attacked us earlier if they win a shortage?
Asked Meringue.
That is the second piece of information that we must disclose to thee.
The Alicorn paused for a moment, to make sure every pony was listening.
There is another hive other than Chrysalis's. A hive that can match Chrysalis's forces, perhaps on equal terms. There's the hive that has not revealed itself to us as of yet, but has attacked Chrysalis's, possibly forcing her to attack Canterlot.
Hastily drawn in breaths, mutters of astonishment and fear filled the room. Twilight stared up at me in apprehension, glancing reassuringly to where I wrapped the table with my gold-clad hoof. At once, the room became silent. I nodded to signal Luna to continue, and with a grateful smile, she did.
We cannot accurately predict the consequent actions of this hive should Equestria declare war on Chrysalis, but what we do know is that we must be cautious. Hence, whilst we will send the changelings our term of negotiation, we will prepare for war.
Luna took a deep breath, and spoke to the entire chamber of military personnel. Now was the moment to suggest the measure that I and Luna had discussed prior to the meeting.
Generals, we are asking of thee to organize a full mobilization of Equestria's armed forces.
I watched as Twilight almost broke the nip of her quill, and my officers panicked like frightened chickens. I didn't begrudge him, though. The Equestrian Army had never fully mobilized in the lifetime of these ponies. There had been some major skirmishes and short campaigns fought on the borders, and times when entire regiments needed to be mobilized, but never the entire army. It was what Equestria paid for, after years of peace. My reflection was interrupted as Caesar Salad slammed his vine stick on the table, silencing the hubbub of the aides and officers. With a cough, the general addressed me directly.
Princess, I cannot speak for every pony in this room, but I for one approve of your decision. If it comes to war, only our full might can withstand this onslaught.
Spoken well, old codger,
quipped Annabelle. Caesar responded by rolling his eyes at the mayor. One by one, the commanders and generals gave their approval to the plan of mobilization. As the final affirmation was given by Shining Armor, I realized that there was something I had to say. I hadn't planned this with Luna, in fact, I really owed it to Golden Star's outburst. So I stood on my hind legs, my hooves braced against the cool surface of the table, and head proudly raised.
Before we move on to discuss the details of our strategy to defeat the changelings, I have one last piece of advice for you all.
I announced. My officers, commanders, generals, Twilight, her friends, and Luna looked at me expectantly, wondering what I was going to say.
I understand that Major Golden Star and many others are angry at the changelings for what they have done to us.
Some of the officers squirmed uncomfortably, thinking that I was going to rebuke them. It wasn't so unreasonable to demonize a species that had only so far shown hostility in deceit of such a heinous nature. Although Golden Star certainly annoyed me, I did realize that his anger towards Chrysalis perhaps was not as different as my own.
You have every reason to do so. I, for one, really want to get back at Chrysalis for what she did to my niece.
Some of my officers gulped and nervously adjusted their shirt collars. Seeing their unease, I took a deep breath to get my temper back in control.
Yet the moment we start fighting the changelings for revenge, we will have already lost. We would be no better... No. We would have stooped to a level lower than what they have. These changelings may have hurt us, struck fear into us, and infiltrated our dreams, but what do we gain by attempting to commit genocide on them?
I directed this question to the entire room, making ponies squirm in their chairs.
Nothing. Only more tears, a legacy of death, and guilt that would turn us into monsters. Equestria must not lose against these changelings, that is for sure, but they attacked us because they were hungry. Do we really have the right to deny a species their food? Remember, my little ponies, we must not only seek victory on the battlefield, we must prevail in preserving our way of life, our beliefs, and our harmony. This fight will not be easy. But with your help, we will win this struggle of swords and of hearts.
Part of me is thinking that the changelings will accept peace, but then again, knowing changelings from back then, they were some fierce motherfuckers. Anyways, let's get on to our fiery donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScyther9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Raja, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, Needs a Life, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.